From Tidbits on February 3rd, 2014, this is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. Michael Cohen talks about Pages on Mac Voices. With the new Pages 5 on the Mac, Pages 2 on iOS, and Pages for iCloud, Apple has created a system where documents can move from one to the other seamlessly, but that means that some features are missing in action, and Apple has promised regular updates. So in this podcast, Michael Cohen and Mac Voices host Chuck Joyner go over what the issues with Pages are, and how Michael's Take Control of Pages pre-book is designed to help users with frequent updates over the next few months. Girl's iPhone 5C catches fire in her pocket. A 14-year-old girl from Kennebunk, Maine, suffered a second-degree burns when her iPhone 5C caught fire in her pants pocket. Fortunately, she was calm enough to remember to stop, drop, and roll, which considerably reduced her injuries. Lithium-ion batteries like those in the iPhone occasionally cause fires, but they are extremely rare and usually occur only while the phone is charging. There's no reason to assume that this was anything more than a freak incident. 30 years after Macintosh viewed through iPhone, on January 24, 2014, Apple shot a remarkable commercial to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the Macintosh. The company sent 15 camera crews around the world to shoot the footage over the course of 36 hours, all on the iPhone 5S. The ad shows a number of scenes that would have been science fiction 30 years ago. A man configuring his artificial limbs with an iPhone, children controlling robots with a MacBook, and another guy flying multiple drones via sensors on his arms wired into a MacBook. The video was directed by Jake Scott, son of legendary filmmaker Ridley Scott, who directed the original 1984 ad. Be sure to read the story of how it was made after the video plays. A professional's in-depth look at the new Mac Pro. David Gerard, a graphics professional writing for Ars Technica, has taken an extensive look at the recently released Mac Pro. He says that despite the high price, it's a good value, with powerful graphics processors, and he praises the machine's quietness, low power consumption, and tiny footprint. However, Gerard is critical of the Mac Pro's relatively low processor clock speeds and lack of an option for a second CPU socket. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, and Aspire Media. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.